One early morning, our furnace in the basement started making a horrible noise. It was so bad, I was just sure it was on fire. I was so afraid it was on fire that I could hardly get out of bed to go down and take a look. Well, it wasn't on fire, but it was vibrating like crazy. After shutting it down, I pulled the front cover off and looked in. Of all things, the hamster we were keeping for some friends had escaped and found its way to the basement and into the squirrel cage fan of the furnace. Now that's interesting, a hamster in a squirrel cage fan. Maybe it just wanted to exercise. Well, anyway, about that time, the furnace kicked in, giving the hamster the ride of its life and throwing the whole thing out of balance. When I pulled it out, it tried to bite me. A ride like that would make anybody cranky, and along with being unfriendly, it couldn't walk straight. All it could do was go round and round. The moral of that story? If you get into things you shouldn't, you're just going to end up going in circles. I mean, that's all there's to it. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
Hey folks, disaster can happen at any time. The PE Survival and Prepper Show is coming to the Boulder County Fairgrounds in Longmont, Saturday, August 31st and Sunday, September 1st. Vendors or patrons, you'll find thousands of items designed to make you self-reliant now and after the collapse. Mark your calendars and visit peshows.com for info. This show will feature first aid demos and a survival seminar on Sunday. Get moving. I'll see you at the show.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Around you. Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Weeknights through the week from 6 to 7 on 1360 AM, Northern Colorado, Johnstown. The first hour of the programs are aired over the towers, and they are also streamed at that time on 1360KHNC.com. The same website, 1360KHNC.com, both hours of the programs are archived. Podcast section, Present Truth site. Then on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the first hour is archived on the podcast section. I began to visit with the audience in the last hour about what is happening in Israel. There have been attempts with individuals out of Qatar and Egypt, the United States, Hamas, some leaders in Hamas, the main leader who was doing the negotiating, Ismail Haniyeh, was killed, assassinated in Tehran. There have been conflicting reports. Some say he was killed by a bomb that had been planted in the residence where he was staying. Others say it was a missile. So there's been some talk. Well, his son, over the weekend, Haniyeh's son, one of them, said that he was being tracked by his cell phone and a drone missile is what is how he was assassinated. He was in the residence, so now it is confirmed again that it was not pre-positioned explosives. The truth will come out with the desires of, well, Israel, Hamas, Hezbollah, the United States, Arab nations, Egypt, all these nations wanting to de-escalate. In the Israeli government, Benjamin Netanyahu, the head of the IDF, Gallant, I think he's overseeing things, and then the general, I can't think of his name. I've only read it 100 times. And Netanyahu, they've had a very heated conversation yesterday. And in the what they call the Philadelphia corridor to the, it's the border between Egypt and Gaza, some of the Israeli individuals that are part of the negotiations are saying that that corridor is really not necessary. They can give that up. Netanyahu is telling these people, like last week, you do not know how to negotiate. These two individuals, Gallant and the chief commander of the IDF, that's not their world. Gallant could never, well, he was prime minister, wasn't able to negotiate anything. Netanyahu is the individual that has that great ability. And then the Hezbollah or the Hamas, they want Israel's troops to leave Gaza. Complete withdrawal. Netanyahu said that's not going to happen. Even if they leave behind a security force, That won't be enough. What happens is, every time there was conflict in the past, then there was a ceasefire for 4 or 5 years. During that time, Hamas had opportunity to build their stockpile weapons once again. And from 2005 and beyond to the present, it gave them time to construct these underground tunnels at different levels. You can have tunnels at 80 feet. Then you can have tunnels down even deeper than that. Underneath the tunnels at 80 feet, you can have some down at 200 feet. So there's a maze. And Israel's main objective is to find these tunnels and destroy the tunnels, which is their way of movement, weapons, personnel. Gallant and the head of the IDF, the commander, they, I believe, are being pressed by the Israeli government, the Israeli people. These are the two men that are willing to basically call a halt, a stop to the war, which would be a sign to the terrorists. You keep pushing, and eventually Israel will cavitate. They will yield. They will break. Netanyahu's not going to break. Not even though he's being pressed from within the nation, he's not going to yield. He wants the hostages back. They refuse to give the hostages back. And he had some very strong words yesterday. And when we get back from the break, I'm going to quote what he had to say to his own negotiator team, the team of negotiators. They don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're doing. These people are ready to give up all that has been accomplished. Present truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem-solution, one-product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. 2-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our 6-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new 4-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
for our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Right. riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. And packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road.
Okay. Benjamin Netanyahu. There's something interesting. From the time that Israel became a nation unto the present, there have been 14 presidents, I believe, in the United States of America. Nope, that wouldn't be right. I better reconsider what I was going to state. Yeah, I'm going to reconsider. I'm going to go with Benjamin Netanyahu will not negotiate with these terrorists. And here's what he has to say about them. There's been strong military and diplomatic pressure, through this pressure, this would be the way to release our hostages, Benjamin Netanyahu stated. He said, quote, "We're holding very complex negotiations in which the other side is a murderous terrorist organization," meaning Hamas. He said, "It is unbridled and obstinate." This is absolutely true. Why? They have not been able to negotiate. Every time they were planning a ceasefire, Hamas, someone in the terrorist group attacked, causing a halt to the negotiations. They're unbridled, they're obstinate. He said that the regular government at a regular government meeting, continuing to quote, "Up until now, Hamas has been completely obstinate. It did not even send a representative to the latest round of talks in Doha. Therefore, the pressure needs to be directed at Hamas and Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar, not the government of Israel. Israel doesn't need to be pressured. Hamas needs to be pressured. Strong military and diplomatic pressure are the way to secure the release of our hostages," he stressed. "We are conducting negotiations and not a scenario in which we just give and give. There are things we can be flexible on. There are things that we cannot be flexible on, which we will insist on. We know how to distinguish between the two very well. We stand on the principles that we have determined, which are vital for the security of Israel." He says, "I reiterate, these principles are in keeping with the May 27 framework, which has received American support." So Israel is attempting to talk. There will be no talk. I've stated numerous times since the October, when this conflict began, numerous times. This is a fulfillment of prophecy in Psalm 83, the psalmist talked 3,000 years ago in Psalm 83 about this war. The Christian people of this country do not know about it. The people, non-Christian, they don't follow prophecy. They do know about the prophecies in the book of Revelation because it's been repeated, the war of Armageddon. They know about that. They know of an antichrist and a false prophet. They're fully aware of that. But now, prophecies in Psalm 83, and there's other prophecies in Psalms in the Psalms about our time. In Psalm chapter 24, verse 6, King David, he stated that there would be one time in mankind's history when the people of God, the Jewish people who are not born again, not saved, but Gentile people, meaning those, a unique group of people that would seek the God of Jacob, or the God that Jacob worshiped, which was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, there would be a generation, one generation, about an 80-plus year period of time. That generation began in 1948 with Israel. And King David said there would be a generation that would, in that generation, there would be a group of people, who would seek wholeheartedly the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We are that generation. So that's another prophecy that is being fulfilled presently. It would be the baby boom generation children of the United States of America. I can be a little more specific. Israel in 1948 became a nation, and there were already thousands of young American children born after their fathers returned from war. Then Israel becomes a nation, and there were many young Jewish people, men and women, who were also born 1948 and beyond. But in the United States of America, in the baby boom generation, in that group of children, Christ did something unique. He poured his spirit out upon the United States of America starting in about 1960. And this was the beginning of a visit by the Holy Spirit, by Jesus Christ, to the American youth. And this was the beginning of what was termed the Jesus Movement. It was about a 16-year period of time where God's intention was to bring Jewish and Gentile, non-Jewish people in the United States of America. Christ wanted them to become his children, Hebrew and Gentile children, young people. 13, you're still kind of a young child, unless you're in war, then you mature quickly. But in Psalm 83, it is a war that would take place where God stated to his prophets throughout the Old Testament that all of the enemies, the peoples, the nations, and even relatives of Israel who have persecuted, have mistreated, have murdered, have starved, have taken Jewish people slaves for over 23,000 years roughly, they would all be punished. All their names, all the names of these peoples are in Psalm 83. And one of the groups would be the people living in the Gaza Strip. These would be children of Arab people, children of Ishmael, Abraham's first child through Hagar, an Egyptian, and also Jacob's twin brother Esau. So there would be families involved. The children of Esau married the children of Ishmael. And then there were the people, the nation of the Philistines. Well, they all intermingled. And these people, many of the lineage of Esau, are living in the Gaza Strip. It's a group of intermingled Arabs, but they hate Israel. Also, Lebanon is in that war. Syria is in that war. And Jordan, the nation of Jordan, and family members of Abraham, who have always caused a hardship to the Jewish people in Jordan, that they're going to be punished too. We're seeing the fulfillment of prophecy. And according to Psalm 83, no one, no nation, outside influence will not stop this war. So when I see the attempts by Netanyahu, well, by the Jewish people, other negotiators, excluding Netanyahu, Netanyahu will not negotiate. He is going to continue this campaign against Hamas terrorists till they're eliminated. Hezbollah, it says that Hezbollah is going to be eliminated and Israel is going to return the Lebanese government to the government leaders. Israel is going to destroy Damascus, which has been the hub of the operations of terrorist groups for decades and decades. And Israel is going to eventually occupy the present land of Jordan. All of these players are in Psalm 83. America cannot stop it. The United Nations Security Council will not stop it. Arab nations will not stop it. Even Gallant and the head of the IDF, the commander, they want to bring a halt. They want to be able to cause a ceasefire. It won't happen. Not only nations without, but with those within the nation of Israel, in the military and in the government, they would like to bring this to a halt. They won't. Psalm 83 says this war will continue until these terrorists are completely neutralized. It also says that the land of that area of Gaza, Israel is once again going to occupy that area. It will no longer be occupied by the Arab peoples and controlled by Arab peoples or by any political parties, whether it be the PLO or Hamas. It is going to be Israel's land once again. Egypt is going to suffer a little hardship too. Egypt, in their last couple of weeks, have been sending troops to the border between Gaza and Egypt. Iraq has recently begun a campaign of bombing through drones. I'll have to discuss that when I come back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, daily 11 to 1.
Have you memorized every public restroom on your way to work? Sat through too many meetings with horrible stomach pain? Is no energy your new normal? It's time to spill your guts. Urgent diarrhea, chronic stomach pain, and extreme fatigue can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help today at spillyourguts.org. That's spillyourguts.org.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
The Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale starts Thursday, August 22nd. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 6 to 8 foot tall aspen clump for $169.50 and mix or match a second tree for 50 cents. That's two trees for $170. The 50-cent tree sale. Come
see. You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 p.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
So Israel is going to win this war. The United States will not interfere. The United States is to supply weapons, what is needed financially, in spite of the protests and the opinion of the American people. America must provide intel, the weapons needed, financing needed. Whatever Israel needs, the United States will support, continue to support until this war is concluded. It does have an end. Once Israel basically destroys Damascus, it'll be at that point where we'll have an idea of the end. This is the end. People won't believe it. It's going to be difficult for the nations of the world to see Israel win this war. But like I've stated in the past, Iran, and all, even with Iraq, with Hezbollah, with Hamas, with the Houthis, they are not a match for Israel. I know that may sound odd, absurd, but not according to Psalm 83. And the man we know now who is going to carry out that campaign in this conflict, his name is Benjamin Netanyahu. And Israel has always shown the same pattern. They've always, when you have an individual that has gained territory, he has caused these great operations against the terrorists. These are unbelievable. The militaries of the world are daily intrigued by each of the obstacles that the IDF faces. They're overcoming those obstacles. The rockets being fired from the shafts, the tunnels from Gaza into Israel. Then you have Hezbollah in the north, bombing daily. And you have now the Houthis attempting to lob explosives over into Israel from a distance, from the south. The fact is, these nations collectively are no match for Israel. And Netanyahu is not going to be, he's not going to be flexible. He is not flexible to any thought of giving up operations on the Philadelphia corridor, the strip between Egypt and Gaza. He won't do it. He won't pull the troops out of Gaza. This is one of the conditions that Hamas leaders, which are dying by the day, dying daily, these Hamas leaders want complete troop withdrawal. It won't happen. If anything, there's going to be more troops moving in. Now the press, the Hamas News Network, which is the propaganda coming out of Hamas to Al Jazeera, to CNN, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, all of them. Their spokespeople for the Hamas News Network complaining, screaming, yelling, ranting, raving, jumping up and down about Israel having to bomb some of these schools. Why is Israel, no one asks the question, why is Israel bombing these schools, elementary schools or schools in general? Because this is where the terrorists are hiding. And before the bombing occurs, Israel is sending out text, calls, everything possible to, we are going to begin operations in this certain region, move, get out, leave, save yourselves. And the Hamas terrorists are hiding with children in these schools. Hamas, Israel is intelligence. They're watching to see when it is best to hit these terrorists. Because some of the kids, they can't stay in the school 24 hours a day. So they try to hit when the children are maybe leaving. But once they gather, you have to hit because these people move. It's better to hit and take out 15 people than to make sure all the children are gone and take out two. You can't do that in war. In war, there are casualties. International internationally, all of the nations, and no nation is as careful as Israel is concerning civilian casualties. No nation. That's the truth. But it's the children. They're hitting the schools. Well, then tell the terrorists to leave and go to a warehouse. And then Israel can hit the warehouse and kill just the terrorists. Christ said, this type of conflict is going to take place. There's going to be war. And in war, there's going to be death. There are just wars, unjust wars. You may not like me telling you this. Just wars are wars where people defend themselves. And there have been many just wars in the past. What happened in Bosnia? There was a just war there. The people of that area having to protect themselves from enemies. And Israel is protecting itself from these people who have sworn for decades upon decades upon decades to drive the Jewish people into the grave. They won't stop. It's in their nature. It is what they are bred and trained to do from the time they're old enough to think. This is programming. American CIA, military, they know it. And the American people should know it also. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury, it's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I'm listening to AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies. I feel a hot wind
on my shoulder. Need pain relief? Gresca's Topical Mist Spray-On Water-Based Carbon 60 Suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. A bullet had found him.
Monday, weekdays, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, the Present Truth program on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com and podcasts for both hours, 1360KHNC.com. Podcast section. And the American military, all the militaries, are watching Israel's, the way in which the new strategies to fight these terrorists. You see, what happened in Vietnam, the fighting the Viet Cong in the jungles, America had to adapt. Afghanistan, we had to adapt. And Israel has been the country that has adapted for throughout history. And Israel has had to adapt. I think it was Golda Meir. I think it was, she quoted, I think it was her, I quote her. Maybe it was Ben-Gurion said, Israel cannot afford to lose one war. Lose one war and the nation is lost. And Israel cannot afford to lose this war. Israel cannot afford to allow a truce, a ceasefire, and sit back and enjoy some quiet for 5 years. Because within 5 years, the children who are 13, 14, become a whole new army. They become 19, 20-year-olds. And one thing with the culture of the terrorists, they're always being trained. Always, from the time they're children. They're not only trained in war, but they're trained in hatred. And this is a hatred of the Jewish people that goes back 3,700 years. And it will continue until the time Christ returns. Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, now we know the name of the, I'll use the King James terminology, the King of Israel that would take the army to battle. Benjamin Netanyahu. He will continue this campaign until Israel is safe. Or I'll put it this way, until this war is finished. The Psalm 83 has a beginning. It began on October 7th. It will have an end when these terrorists are dealt with, when Israel has dealt with the terrorists in the present-day Jordan, and when the next prophecy will be Damascus being destroyed. Damascus will no longer, will cease to exist as a city. When that happens, then it's a sign not only to the whole world, the prophecy of the Damascus War is in Isaiah 17 in Amos chapter 1. Then the world is going to see how this little nation is so, you don't mess with it. There's only one nation that can tame Israel. Not going to be Russia. Not Iran, nations, enemies from the south, from North Africa. There's only one nation that will be able to cause Israel great, great harm, trouble. It's the United States of America. And we will, in the near future, we will move into the Middle East. Russia is going to be destroyed with armies in the Middle East. And there's going to be China and the United States. They're going to be the two great empires. China with people, and China is going to, China will, and I believe it's Xi Jinping, is going to do miracles diplomatically with some of the Asian countries and convince the Asian countries, do not trust the United States. Do not trust empire. You will be betrayed. And it says that the kings of the East, plural, how many kings? I don't know. Are going to converge together at Armageddon. This is why the One Belt Road has been built, to shuttle people from China, from the coast, to the Middle East. And this One Belt Road, it has many things, and not just traffic through vehicles, train. But the Israel, this Gaza war, it does have an end. And Benjamin Netanyahu is going to take the IDF all the way to victory. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll return in a few minutes.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared, I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
And you can re-listen at your convenience to the podcasts on 1360khnc.com. Well, I hope that I'm going to tune in later today to see what's happening in Chicago. The whole world is watching. And I want to see what Barry Satoru, this is the individual that the whole world should watch, what is happening with him. Because darkness comes. Something is afoot, evil. And I want to see how high Kamala is. She is high on power. She's high on herself. She's self-important. Does she know what's coming? And then, where is Joe? Where is Joe Biden? Who is going to represent Joe Biden? Is he going to show up? Are they going to bring him in a stretcher? On a hospital bed? Then another thing too is Zelensky, they attacked Russia, Kursk, I guess you call it, and they were doing quite a bit of damage. Well, the Russians have come in and pretty much taken care. What was it last week? How many Ukrainian soldiers were killed? 6,000. Was it 6,000? And more people being sacrificed. Now, I'm going to mention this too. This war in Ukraine is against the Russian Orthodox Church. Yes, it's against Russia, but this is a spiritual war. And you take Ukrainian Orthodox Church and members and you put gun in their hands and let the Orthodox Christians shoot each other. Satan is subtle. It's what happened in the Civil War in America. Brother against brother. Well, we're starting to wise up to some degree. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Excuse me, Rick Rodriguez. We'll visit tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.